This is Financially Speaking with the Bushka Wealth Management Team. You need a financial strategy that counts for challenges like market volatility and inflation, and that also adequately prepares you for retirement. The purpose of this show is to address common financial concerns, provide helpful strategies, and offer ways you may be able to achieve your financial goals. And now, here's Financially Speaking.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Financially Speaking. My name is Cole Bruner from Bushka Retirement Solutions and Bushka Wealth Management. And joining me this week is Ryan Connor from our Eau Claire office, as well as our co-host, Tony Shore. Now, listeners, if at any point during the show you want to get a little bit more information on what we're talking about today, feel free to reach out to us at 715-355-4445. You can always visit us online at retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbushka.com. And of course, while you're at the website, make sure to check out the radio and TV show pages. We've got some of the past episodes out there. We also have the ability for you to subscribe to the radio show and podcast on your favorite podcast program. We're out there on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Amazon Music. We've also got our YouTube channel. If you have not yet checked that out, we've got some of our podcasts and previous episodes of our TV show on there as well. So feel free to check out the resources, and you can schedule that complimentary, no obligation consultation right now at our website at retirewithbushka.com. You can schedule in our Wausau or Eau Claire offices, or virtually if that works better for you. Now, who couldn't use an extra $50,000 for retirement? That's certainly a lot of road trips and extra rounds of golf for you potentially. But how do you get that extra $50,000? You don't need to win the lottery. You may just need to assess your financial strategy and your personal timeline, and then potentially make a few tweaks if necessary. So during today's show, we're going to discuss how you may be able to get that extra $50,000 before concluding with a conversation about protecting your assets from a potential recession. But before we get too far into our timely topic for today, let's make sure to say hello with to everyone here on the show with me today, Ryan and Tony. Tony, how are we doing this morning?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thanks for asking, Cole. And again, I'm so happy you have me on the show here each week. I have a blast, even when we bring on Ryan. Imagine that. No, Ryan's the life. Ryan's the life of this party. We all know that.
Of course.
Great. My daughter, am I old or what? My daughter graduates from college this week. So
congratulations. That's exciting.
Yeah. Double major, graduating with honors. So we're quite proud. How about you, Ryan? Anything exciting going on with you? How are you?
Yeah. Today is my Friday, even though it's only the middle of the week. So my day is pretty good. We're going on vacation.
Well, la-ti-da.
I'm going to go on vacation, going to come back, and the weather's supposed to be quite nice by the time we get back. So,
yeah, it's been a little dismal out there the last couple of days.
I think you're going to have a great time. You're headed toward great weather, and probably better than we're going to have up here.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's nice. So you get a little extended vacation there. I'm jealous. I'm jelly, as the kids would say, right?
Right.
Do they say that?
I have no idea. If I think
you're the one who should know.
If I think they say it, they probably don't anymore. By the time I repeat something, it's over. Right.
The fad has passed.
If I'm onto it, the fad has passed. I mean, I'm currently wearing bell bottoms. That's correct, isn't it?
Absolutely. They always say everything comes back around. So, you know,
it does. Yeah. Well, ripped jeans. I mean, I work with a lot of 20 somethings.
Sure.
And there's a lot of the females here in the office, 20 somethings, are wearing ripped jeans, like the really torn, like most of the front of the legs are gone. I thought that went out of style a long time ago. I guess it's back in, right?
Yeah. You keep it long enough and it comes back in style, right?
Yeah. Speaking of in style, I want that $50,000 you're talking about.
Cool. Heck yeah. Who doesn't, right?
Yeah, exactly. Who's gonna start us off, Ryan or Cole? Where are we gonna start with this topic?
I think we'll let Ryan kick it off this morning.
Yeah, perfect. I'll take that. So, yeah, we're coming talking about the $50,000 here. So a Kiplinger article titled, "Want an extra $50,000 in your 401k? Delay retiring," nicely details how you can actually get your hands on that extra $50,000. So let's talk about real numbers here for a second. So the article says that Americans think they'll need about $1.26 million to live comfortably in retirement. Now, if you're listening to that and thinking, well, I am nowhere near that number, there's no reason to panic. Right. You don't have to give up, and absolutely do not feel like it is too late to get to where you need to ultimately get to.
Right.
There are a lot of ways that we can shore this thing up. One of the most powerful is actually very simple. It's just to work a little bit longer. Now, I'm not talking about having to add 5 or 10 years on top of kind of your planned retirement date. Sometimes just 6 months or a year can actually move the needle a lot further than you think. That 6 months more that you can save, that 6 months more that you can tap, that you have before you need to tap into your retirement accounts, and it's 6 more months that your Social Security payment continues to grow. So if you do that math, you'll actually see the ripple effects that this has. 9 months, a year, just that little bit of extra time is going to be really valuable. It's not about, you know, grinding through your job in a perpetual way for an additional 5 or 10 years.
Right.
It really might only be an extra 9, 12, maybe 18 months to give yourself a better chance to enjoy the kind of retirement you actually want to, rather than really cutting it quite close. So if you're close and you're not quite there yet, you've got a lot of options, you've got time, and you have a lot more power than you think you ultimately do.
Yeah, absolutely. That can make a big difference.
Oh, it's huge. And, you know, obviously, you're going to be better off if you're working with financial advisors like yourselves, right? You're going to have more control, more power. And so what does working longer, whether it's an extra 6 months or a year, mean for your Social Security payments, Cole?
That's a good question, Tony. Let's consider the money that you live on in retirement, because for most people, it's not just one stream, obviously. It's a combination. You've got Social Security. Maybe you're lucky enough to still have a pension. Those are, of course, fewer and farther between now, but some people still have them. And then you've got 401k or IRA money that you could possibly draw from, and possibly some other investment accounts. And some people may also have, maybe some part-time work or some sort of consulting gig, or you know, small side business that they run into retirement. Here's the key. Timing really does matter. When you retire, and especially when you start receiving Social Security, can have a major impact on what those income buckets are really going to look like. So let's take Social Security, as you had mentioned, Tony. You can start collecting Social Security at 62, but your payment will be about 30% smaller than if you had waited until what's called your full retirement age, sometimes referred to as FRA by Social Security. And usually that's going to be somewhere right around age 67. Now, if you hold off until age 70, that benefit actually gets a 30% increase above your full retirement benefit. So there
like
can
that.
Be benefits. Yeah. And now I'm not saying that everyone should wait until 70, but if you're close to full retirement age, let's say maybe 66 or so, delaying even 6 months or a year can make a noticeable difference over the course of time. And that's because your benefits are based on your 35 highest earning years and then adjusted for inflation. And if you're earning more now than you did in your early years of your career, which most people are, that extra time helps push those lower earnings years out of your calculation. So if you're thinking, I don't have enough saved, or I'm not sure I'm ready, just know that every month that you keep working, you're doing a few critical things. You're still saving. You're giving your Social Security more time to grow, and you're not yet drawing from your nest egg. So that's really a triple win. And even small delays, as Ryan had mentioned earlier, can make a big payoff in the later years as you move forward into retirement.
Well, and Social Security is so important. And Cole, you've brought this up on the show numerous times in the past.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because it's the foundation. It's where you start. It's a known factor. And hey, if we can increase that over the lifetime of our retirement, that can make a big financial difference. And so we've got that covered. Now, Ryan, what does delaying retirement, even just a little bit, like you mentioned, mean for your retirement savings? How big of an impact can that actually have?
Yeah, it can have a pretty sizable impact. And we'll actually start here with kind of the short-term context that we're in right now, because we shouldn't really beat around the bush on this. The markets in 2025 have been pretty wild. It's been a quite atypical year if you're looking at any of the charts. You know, one day markets are down 1,000 points. The next day they're up 3,000 points. It's been a pretty wild roller coaster ride. And if you've peaked at your retirement account lately and felt a little queasy, you're not alone. The specific day that you have been checking your account might give you kind of a misread on exactly where you've been over the course of the entire year.
Right.
But if your portfolio has taken a hit, one of the smartest moves you can make is to give it time. Even 6 extra months on the job can give your investments room to bounce back. And in some cases, you might still come out ahead from where you were before. You know, corrections can happen pretty quickly in the market, but recoveries can also happen pretty quickly as well. On the flip side, retiring when your accounts are down is kind of like trying to draw water from a well that's already half empty.
Right.
Shrinks down how much you can safely withdraw every year, which is going to impact, number one, how much money you can take, but number two, also have a pretty significant impact on how long you can expect that money to reasonably last. So the longer that you're in the game, the more that those market swings start to smooth out. You know, time doesn't just heal those wounds. It actually helps you compound your gains over the course of time. So if you're just kind of staring at your numbers and wondering, you know, what do I do now? Just know that you're not stuck. You have options and you do have power in this situation. And one of the most powerful things you can do is simply giving your money time to work and your investments time to recover.
Yeah. Right. And to help you do that, make sure you're working with a financial professional, again, like yourselves and your team there at Bushka, because it is so important. Before we go on, in fact, Cole, why don't you let our listeners know how they can get a hold of you? I know you guys are offering a no charge, no obligation consultation. You'd love to hear from our listeners out there.
Absolutely, Tony. They can give us a call at 715-355-4445, or they can visit us online at retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbushka.com, B-U-S-K-A.com, of course. And if you've never checked out our website, definitely spend a little bit of time on there. There's all sorts of great resources, information on our process, our reports that we run for clients, and then also the ability to schedule that no cost, no obligation consultation right on the website. With one of our advisors right here and now.
All right. Well, that sounds great. And we've been talking today about securing yourself an extra 50 grand to use during retirement to add to your retirement accounts and how you might go about doing that. What's next?
Yeah. So the article that we referenced earlier has more important details that I'm eager for us to touch on. The next of which is that delaying your retirement for a month or a year may also have positive implications for that impending retirement. So let's rewind and review the tape here for a second. A few decades ago, retirement was pretty full stop. You picked a date, walked out the door, and that was that. From there, you'd start drawing Social Security, maybe a pension, which were more common in prior decades, and you start dipping into your savings. But these days, that decision doesn't have to be all or nothing. More and more people are choosing a phased approach that has them easing into retirement rather than just slamming on the brakes and going straight from full-time work to full retirement. You might cut yourself back, you know, from 50-hour weeks or even 40-hour weeks. You maybe drop the overtime, or you shift to part-time work. You know, maybe that, depending on your occupation, that might be consulting or freelancing. Maybe it's just something to keep you sharp, you know, mentally, bring in a little extra money and provide a little bit of structure to your life, which, you know, if you think about it, our work provides us routine, provides us structure, often provides us socialization. And when folks go from having that, you know, be 40 to 50 hours of their week to none of their week, sometimes that jolt can be pretty jarring. And so kind of phasing into it or even keeping some of that structure long term, a lot of folks find valuable, even if not for monetary reasons.
Yeah,
absolutely. The beauty of it is that you're still able to earn money, which means that you're not going to be pulling as much from your retirement account. And that gives your money more time to grow if you're just taking smaller amounts. Again, it's not just a financially smart move. This staying active, staying engaged is good for, you know, us to be able to continue to socialize, and is also good for our brains because it keeps us sharp. The last thing we want to do is retire and then not have things to take up our time. And so, you know, staying engaged in any way possible, one of which may be continued work, is a great way to do so. So if you are looking ahead and wondering what retirement, you know, could or should look like for you, no, it's not necessarily a cliff anymore. It can oftentimes be more like a ramp, and you are in control of what the slope of that ramp looks like.
Yeah, that's a great analogy. And I think it's also important to note here that it's not an all or nothing, right? I mean, cutting down to part-time or becoming a consultant, there are a lot of options out there that didn't really exist a couple of decades ago. They call it the gig economy. So I think that's really, really good, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And you're right. It's not an all or nothing type of a situation, Tony. And you know, cutting down to part-time or, you know, doing some consulting. There's lots of options out there that didn't really exist, you know, even several years ago.
That's true.
So I think we should also consider how you can actually save if you add several months or a year to your current career. So let's walk through a real world example of that, because I think sometimes numbers tell the best story. So let's say you're 67 right now and you've got $500,000 in your 401k earning about 5% per year, which I think is a nice modest return for us to use. If you're still working and let's say you're making $150,000, you're contributing 10% of your pay back into your retirement account. If you retire today, let's say your Social Security check would be about $2,400 per month. Now, here's what would happen if you delayed your retirement a bit. If you work just six more months, your 401k could grow by over $22,000, and your Social Security benefit could go up $576 a year. Now, working nine more months, you'd be looking at an increase of $34,000 in your 401k and nearly $1,700 more in annual Social Security benefits. Now, then, if you stuck it out for another year, your 401k jumps by about $45,000, and your Social Security benefits are going to give you an extra $2,300 every year for your entire lifetime. So let's let that really sink in for a minute.
Yeah, we're not a lot.
Yeah, I mean, we're not talking about adding 5 or 10 years here. This is six, nine, or 12 months, basically. And it can make a meaningful difference in how confident and comfortable your retirement ultimately feels. So if you're close, but not quite there, remember that sometimes a little patience now can buy you a whole lot of peace of mind later.
Yeah, that's really good. I mean, that's real money that makes a big difference, even just Absolutely. A year working 1 year longer than you'd mm-hmm. planned. So when it comes down to brass tacks then, and somebody needs to decide if they should delay their retirement, what are some of the key factors that you look at or they need to look at?
Yeah, so everyone's situation is going to be different. You know, whether you should keep working a little longer or retire kind of right on your predetermined schedule, that decision is going to depend on you. It's going to depend on your finances, your mental health, your physical health, and as kind of well as just your gut feeling about what comes next. You know, if you have a job that has particular physical requirements that you're no longer really able to meet, then, you know, maybe working an additional 1 or 2 years even is probably not going to be realistic. So you want to ask yourself a few simple questions. Number one, do you have a long-term financial plan that's going to make you feel secure? If the money side feels solid, and especially if you've sat down with a financial professional who has gone through a more comprehensive process and determined that you are in a solid position, then the next question is, are you mentally ready for retirement? Do you have a vision for what your retirement's going to look like? How you're going to spend your days? What's going to keep you moving, learning, socially connected, and engaged in life?
Yeah.
If your answer is yes to all of these things, then hey, retiring might be a no-brainer at that time. Mm-hmm. But if you're not quite there yet, that's also all right as well. You're not necessarily behind, you're just being smart and aware of your particular situation. Now, the key part then is you want to ask yourself what you can do right now to adjust and how you're going to feel more confident about what that future is going to look like, whether that's from a financial perspective or from a mental or social perspective. If the answer is going to be working for a few more months or another year, perfect. We have a game plan and we can go and execute that. You're not just punching the clock. You're actually giving your assets more room to grow, and you're giving your future self a bigger cushion to land on and more peace of mind. Remember, this is not about fear. It's about creating freedom and doing what sets you up to actually enjoy the years that you've worked so hard to set yourself up for.
Yeah, and I think that's so important. But how can a financial services professional like yourselves help somebody determine if they should delay their retirement or not?
Well, I think a financial services professional can really play a key role in this decision. You know, do we delay a few months or even up to a year? We can really analyze income sources, look at Social Security timing, investment growth potential, and also address withdrawal strategies. And of course, we can show you how a short delay could potentially significantly boost that long-term financial security. For example, waiting just 6 to 12 months can increase Social Security benefits, allow for additional time for savings and growth, and reduce the number of years to draw from your retirement accounts. Now, beyond the numbers, a financial professional can also help guide you through the emotional and lifestyle ramifications of retiring or working longer. It's about creating clarity, not pressure, and helping you feel more confident that you're making the right choice for both your wallet and your overall well-being.
Yeah. Yeah. And I know that you guys have reports that you run for people who come in to show them where they're at, and based on their own personal goals and time horizon, you can run the numbers and help them figure this out. So how can our listeners get that? Cole, what's that contact information one more time?
Sure, Tony. Well, they can give us a call at 715-355-4445, or they can go right out to our website, retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbushka.com.
All right. Well, this is a good talk because, I mean, putting an extra $50,000 into your retirement budget by maybe delaying your retirement by 6 months to a year, that's huge. And I think it's been a good one. What's on the agenda next?
Yeah, so let's keep focusing on protecting your assets by discussing how you may be able to shelter your assets from market volatility like we've experienced so far this year. A Yahoo Finance article, 5 Ways to Recession-Proof Your Savings, provides some really good insight on this. Let's talk about the first step when money feels tight. And it's not about sacrifice. It's about having a strategy. So step one is taking a good and honest look at your budget, not in a stressful way where we feel like we need to, okay, let's quick cut kind of things that we don't need, but let's get a clear and honest look at what is actually going on. There are money apps that are out there, if that helps, notebook and highlighter. You know, the way that I always talk about is your bank statements never lie. And so you can look at those and they will capture all of the various different spending. Mm-hmm. Now, the goal here is to see where your dollars are going, where you can start making some adjustments. Again, you want to start small. You know, the simple one is maybe you don't need 4, 5, 6, 7 different streaming services, even though that almost seems to be necessary at this point in time just to get the programming right. That you want.
We had 10 at one point.
If you want to watch all the NFL games, you're going to need like 17 different streaming services.
Right. You will. Right, yeah, right. True.
Another benefit as well is like when you're going grocery shopping, you know, having a list keeps you from making impulse buys, keeps you buying the things that you need, which might not necessarily actually alter, you know, what you're actually consuming from a grocery perspective, but a lot of stuff that you are probably going to end up just throwing away in the grand scheme of things. And that's where something like meal planning can help save more money, can save time and reduce stress as well. Now, if we go through this and things are really tight, don't be afraid to think bigger. Now, that might mean putting a freeze on unnecessary spending or shopping around for better rates on things that you need kind of for your day-to-day life, like insurance rates. Now, none of this stuff actually means failure. That's one of the things that when I talk to clients, I said, this isn't about making some sort of moral judgment of your spending. It's right. About creating an effective strategy so that you can be in a good position long term. It puts you in control and makes moves that your future self will ultimately thank you for. Now, you don't need to do everything all at once. You don't need to blow up your whole financial situation, your budgetary situation all at once. Just take the next smart step. and then the next step after that.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's really good advice. And budgeting is so powerful. It's simple yet powerful. So I think also make sure you schedule regular check-ins with your financial advisor. That's another good way to stay on track.
Yeah, absolutely. And what you want to make sure that you've got a good partner through this whole process, somebody that's got your best interest in mind, that fiduciary obligation, of course, and making sure that they really represent, you know, the services and resources that you're looking for as you look to make that that plan for your future, and then to see that plan through with regular updates and reviews. So let's talk about the not so glamorous, but absolutely essential part of any financial plan, the elusive emergency fund. Life has a sense of humor in many scenarios. And just when you're feeling good about your finances, your car won't start, or your cat will have an emergency that needs surgery, or the furnace decides to retire before you're able to. Right. And, you know, having a little stash of cash set aside is very powerful. It's not about being paranoid. It's about being prepared, of course. You don't have to hit that big 3 to 6 months of expenses target right away. Just start where you are. $1,000, $100, or even $50. That small cushion can keep you from reaching for a high interest credit card when life throws a curveball at you. The goal is more peace of mind, not perfection. And you can build it brick by brick. It doesn't have to be built immediately.
Right. And that makes me think of other tools that you use and Cole, that you've talked about on the show before, like MIGAs, which can often produce a return, but you have principal protection. It just depends on where your growth is and how much you need. I think allocating assets is so important, where your money is at and how it's working for you. But we need to wrap up the show. We're almost out of time. It was a great one, a great discussion. So before we go, again, for our listeners out there, I know you're offering a no charge, no obligation consultation, correct?
That is correct, Tony. They can take advantage of that by calling us at 715-355-4445, or they can go right to the website, retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbushka.com. And of course, while you're on the website, you can schedule in our WASA office for a consultation with an advisor, our Eau Claire office, or you can schedule virtually if that works better for you.
All right, that sounds great. And listeners, that does it for today's episode of Financially Speaking with our hosts, Cole and Ryan.
Thank you for joining us for Financially Speaking. Don't head into retirement without a strategy that addresses both income and taxes. For more information, please contact the Bushka Wealth Management Team at 715-355-4445 or visit retirewithbushka.com now. Join us again soon for another episode of Financially Speaking.
Fee-based financial planning and investment advisory services are offered by Bushka Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Wisconsin. Insurance products and services are offered through Bushka Retirement Solutions, Inc. Bushka Wealth Management, LLC, and Bushka Retirement Solutions, Inc. are affiliated companies.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.